This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Lula, Lula, Irvin, Irvin. She likes to go by Lou, L-U. Date of birth, 11/30/1938. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a consultation for Mrs. Irvin, who was sent for evaluation of fluctuating abnormal creatinine levels, noted as far back as October 20th, 2022. Initially, creatinine 1.2 on that date with a GFR 43. January 17th of 23, creatinine 1.0, GFR 56. 12/5/23, creatinine 1.11, GFR 49. 2/22/24, creatinine 1.24, GFR 43. 6/24/24, creatinine 1.0 and GFR 55. 11/6/24, creatinine 1.27 with GFR 47. The patient has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease and really was not aware that she had any problems with kidneys. She feels well. She actually was using a lot of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications for several years. And she was using them daily for a while, especially with some hip pain. And she has been off ibuprofen since November of 2024 and instead is using Tylenol for pain. But prior to that, she used about 600 milligrams of ibuprofen throughout the day on a daily basis for several months to years for quite a while. She still is having the hip pain, and she's attending physical therapy at this time. And she states that radiology studies have showed that she has bursitis in that hip. And so the treatment for the physical therapy is helping her pain. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no falls or syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations. She is a very active lady, so she does a lot of her own yard work and doesn't want to slow down. So she does occasionally have falls in her yard due to all the heavy yard work she's doing, including cutting trees with handsaws and limbs that fall down, and raking. She does all of that by herself. No chest pain, palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms, no numbness or tingling of extremities. Past medical history is significant for hypertension and type 2 diabetes for many years, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis of knees, shoulders, and back, anemia, and left hip bursitis. Past surgical history, she's had C-sections times 2, a right knee arthroscopic surgery, a right shoulder arthroscopic surgery, and one colonoscopy that was unable to be completed due to an irregularly twisted colon, and then she had a barium enema instead. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes, she does not use alcohol or illicit drugs, she is a widow and retired and lives alone. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, COPD, cancer, and arthritis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to diltiazem, ampicillin, tetracycline, and Jardiance, and latex. Medications, metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day, Lantus insulin, 25 units in the morning and 20 units in the evening, Synthroid, 50 microgram daily, Lipitor, 10 milligram daily, Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, 125 once daily. Glipizide, 2.5 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Vitamin B complex daily. Vitamin D3 daily. Calcium carbonate, 1,200 units daily. Tylenol, 500 milligram three times a day for pain. And no ibuprofen or oral and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs since November of 2024. Physical exam, height 61 inches, weight 148 pounds, pulse 98, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160 over 70. She reports that home blood pressure readings are 130 to 140 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with a midline uvula. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no edema. Capillary refill, 2 to 3 seconds. Sensation and motion are intact in the feet and ankles bilaterally. In labs, most previous lab studies were done 11-6, 2024. Creatinine was 1.27 with the GFR 41, calcium 10.2, sodium 143, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 25, albumin 4.1, liver enzymes are normal. The microalbumin to creatinine ratio was done 2:22:24, and that's normal at 22. And 12:05:23, hemoglobin is 10.6, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels since 2022. We are going to repeat all the labs now, including urinalysis and a protein to creatinine ratio in the urine, free light chains, immunofixation, iron studies, ferritin, folic acid, B12, parathyroid hormone, retic count, renal panel, CBC. And we'll schedule the patient for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. She will continue to avoid the use of all oral and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.